This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The New York Times is reporting that Russian troops have seized the strategically important city of Kherson in southern Ukraine. Kherson is situated on an inlet from the Black Sea and has a population of nearly 300,000, but the status of the city is in dispute. The Times cited Kherson Mayor Igor Kolikayev as saying the Ukrainian army had retreated, and the city is now surrounded by Russian troops. The mayor also told reporters that about 10 armed Russian officers, including the Russian commander, had entered City Hall. But the Washington Post reported that the situation is still fluid. In a Facebook post, the mayor denied that there were negotiations with the so-called armed visitors, but he also laid out in a Facebook post his list of 6 requirements for the citizens of the city, including a nightly curfew and a ban on pedestrians walking together in groups. Drivers were asked to travel at minimum speeds inside the city and to be ready to stop and have their car searched. In an interview for Sky News, Zanish Hussein, who lives in Kherson, says he's seen no sign of Ukrainian forces and believes Russian troops have taken the city.
When I woke up with the loud bangs outside, I just opened up my window and I saw like the tanks that are literally standing 10 meters away from my house. And there's soldiers, they're firing warning shots, just telling civilians to go back in. And there are people running on the street. It was horrifying.
A Ukrainian Armed Forces spokesman told the Washington Post, the battle continues. Meanwhile, explosions struck the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, and Russian troops continued to lay siege to Kharkiv in the northeast of Ukraine. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House announced new sanctions Wednesday on Russia and Belarus over the invasion of Ukraine. The sanctions, which target the defense and oil sectors, will severely limit the ability of Russia and Belarus to obtain the materials they need, according to a White House statement. Materials they need to support their military aggression against Ukraine, again the words of the White House, as well as project power in ways that threaten regional stability and undermine global peace and security. The new sanctions also will target entities associated with Russian and Belarusian militaries that make combat aircraft, infantry fighting vehicles, electronic warfare systems, missiles, and unmanned aerial vehicles for Russia's military. Additionally, the U.S. and its allies are seeking to restrict what they call technology exports in the oil industry, hoping to reduce Russia's status in the energy industry. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said Wednesday a roadside bomb explosion had killed at least 3 people, including a senior officer, and wounded 24 others. Initial police reports found the bomb was hidden in a motorbike parked along a main road and targeted a police convoy in central Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province. A hospital spokesman said several of the wounded were in critical condition, and he feared the death toll could rise. At least 10 policemen were among the injured. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the deadly attack. A federal jury in Washington, D.C. heard attorneys' opening statements Wednesday for the first trial stemming from the riot at the U.S. Capitol last year on January the 6th. The Wiley Guy Wesley Reffitt of Wiley, Texas, is charged with bringing a gun onto Capitol grounds and interfering with police officers who were guarding the building on January 6, 2021. Reffitt is also charged with threatening his teenage children if they reported him to authorities. The latest figures from the World Health Organization show the number of new COVID-19 cases reported globally dropped by 16% last week. That marks a month-long decline in COVID-19 infections. In its weekly report on the pandemic, the WHO also said that deaths fell by 10%, continuing a drop in fatalities first seen last week. WHO said there were more than 10 million new cases and about 60,000 deaths globally. And the U.S. space agency NASA reports the moon is about to get hit by 3 tons of space junk. It's an impact that is expected to carve out a huge new lunar crater on the far side of the moon. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.